Penguin Random House Canada Audio presents Starlight by Richard Wagamese. Read by Wesley French. Prologue. Nechaco Valley, British Columbia, 1976. Starlight held the urn in both hands. When he got to the porch, he scraped the mud from the heels of his boots on the edge of the top step. Behind him, the light was frail. The field was awash in low-lying fog that came with the chill, and the line where the bush began was demarcated by the blurred, serrated shadow of treetops pocking the flank of the ridge. The sun hung in the backdrop of cloud, like a yellowed eye. He had to hook the doorknob with a finger to pull the door open and push it back with one shoulder to step through. The house was dim and cool, and he took care to step out of the boots, nudging them off with the toe of the opposite foot and cradling the urn to his chest. He carried the urn to the kitchen table and set it in the middle. It was brass. He held his hands against its sweep and curve. "Fancy for you," he said. "But you were do it." He went to the fireplace and spent some time with the kindling and birch logs. When the fire took, he held his hands out to warm them. A black iron kettle hung from a tripod, and he shook it to gauge its depth of water, then arranged the tripod legs to hang the kettle over the fire. He sat there, staring at the orange burst of flame. Steam curled off the damp of his ill-fitting black suit, and he took the jacket off and flung it over his shoulder toward the old rocker set square to the hearth. He tugged his tie loose and yanked the tails of the stiff white shirt free of his pants, and sat with his hands dangled over his knees until the kettle began to whistle.